You know, I was sitting in the corner and I was listening to these testimonies. And I'm so grateful to God for the testimonies that were shared tonight. You know, the Bible says that we overcome him, being the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies, and loving not our lives unto death. And that's what they did up here tonight. They laid their lives on the line, their struggles, their hardships, they laid it on the line. And tonight I was reminded of something. You know, each of them in their testimony, they talked about how they cried out to God. But tonight, as I was sitting there, I felt like God was saying, but can you hear me? Can you hear me? And when I heard that in my mind, I thought of this story of a man in the Bible. His name is Lazarus. He had two sisters. And this man was sick. And the sisters sent a message to Jesus to come and heal their brother. But he waited. And when he finally showed up, this man Lazarus was dead. He had been dead for 4 days. He was stink in that grave. And all the people that was around, they were hurt. They were disgusted because they loved him. And they was expecting Jesus to show up immediately. But he had something so much greater in mind. The Bible says that Jesus said, where's this grave at? Take me to this grave. And as that man was in this grave, he was behind this big stone that covered the hole in that grave. And some of us are just like that man tonight, Lazarus. We're still walking, but we're really dead. We're dead to what God wants to do in our life. We're dead to some of the people in our own families. They've shunned us. We feel like we're even dead to be even in control of our own lives. Just like that, my brother shared how meth had control of his life. It began to consume him. And some of us are in here tonight, we're consumed by some of these things. Some of us are consumed by pornography. Some, it is an addiction to drugs, even, medicine from a doctor. Don't laugh because it's serious. Some of us are consumed by relationships that we're not supposed to be in. We're having sex outside of marriage. This thing is consuming us. And tonight, I believe that we're all here because we didn't end up here by mistake. There's a measure of us crying out to God. And thus far, we haven't heard anything. Just like what Jasona was saying. She found herself in this rough spot. She was in this place of depression and wanting and longing to hear from God, but not hearing. But I want to tell you tonight that God is speaking to you. God has been speaking to you all along, even through the hardship. He's speaking to you. You see, Jesus stood in front of that grave and he began to tell him, he said, yo, do me a favor. Move that stone out the grave. Open up that hole. And he began to speak to that dead man that was in there. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And tonight, I know that Lazarus is in this room. Lazarus is here, and he's speaking to you. He's saying, Lazarus, come forth. Come out of that grave. You see, tonight is your night. You see, I want to tell you something. I know what it's like being dead. I know what it's like. You see, there was a time in my life that I found myself in front of an angry man, a man who was just as broken as I was, who was just as hurt and confused as I was. But the only difference was he had a gun in his hand. You see, and as I stood in front of him, I was just as dead as anybody could be. Yeah, I still had breath. I still was able to stand, but I was dead because my life was hanging in the balance. But I'm gonna tell you something. That man had the heart to pull that trigger, and he pulled it twice, and both of those bullets went right in my chest. One went in my chest and came out my back. The other went in and it went down. It began to destroy all different parts of my body. But I'm going to tell you something. There was a God who was standing in front of my grave who was saying, Derek, come forth. You see, I know this tonight, as we all sit here in this room, there are so many stories here. But it's only a story until we allow him, being Jesus Christ, to come in. Because he'll take your story and he'll make it a testimony. Now, I told you in the beginning that all of you who know that God is good, praise God. But I believe the theme tonight is that God would leave the 99 and go after the one. You see, he's here tonight for that one person. That one person that may be crying out. Sometimes that cry is not even verbal. Sometimes there's so much hurt and pain in our life that consumes us that we can't even cry out loud. But there's a cry deep down in our hearts, something that comes from deep down within. And Jesus has heard your cry tonight. He heard that cry, and he's here to answer you. You see, and the Bible also tells us that when he answers, he don't just say yes. He answers exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think. He will turn your world upside down. He did it for me. I'm a living testimony, and all those that's in this room that say God is good are living testimonies. He will do it. Listen, he is not a respecter of persons. You see, the Bible says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, which simply means that you are perfect to God. In the midst of all your struggles, in the midst of all your frailties, all your failures, you are perfect to him. And he loves you with an everlasting love. That today, it would be so much more than just coming to church because it's Easter. He wants to call you into this relationship where he begins to speak to you and you speak to him. You hear his heart. He begins to show you the way. You hear this voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it. He'll give you wisdom beyond your years. He'll give you strength where you didn't never have it. He'll do it. He's here to do it for you tonight. You know what? I could talk to you all night and it won't make no sense. Because I believe that those who God has strategically brought here tonight, you already know there's a resignation in your heart, a resonation in your heart that knows that God is speaking to you tonight. You see, to that same person, there's something deep down inside of you. No matter what your state is right now, you know that your life was meant to be so much more than what it is right now. So much more than what it is. And in your natural mind, you can't see this thing. You can't figure it out. You don't know how it's going to happen, but there's something deep down inside. And it's no matter how high you get, no matter how consumed you get in your addiction, whatever it may be, you cannot get away from this thing. And I'm telling you, God will never give up on you. He's always going to pursue after you because of the plans that he has for your life. You see, the plans that God has for you are good and not for evil. God wants to give you an expected end and a hope. He wants to do it for you. I remember when, for me, the only thing that I could look forward to was death. And not that I was going to commit suicide. I was never going to go out like that. I knew that all I deserved was death. Like, I knew it. And it resonated in my heart. And so I chose to accept that. But I was going to go out with a bang. That was my idea. Death is mine, but I'm going out with a bang. But God had such another plan for me and my family. You know, he had my family in mind, not just me. You know, God restored my relationship with my wife. It was broken. It was torn. God restored my relationship with my children. I became a father, and he began to teach me how to be a father. I didn't know how to be a father, and he taught me. God made me a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He made me a missionary. God has given me the opportunity to go around this world and just simply to share about the good news of Jesus Christ. What in the world and how in the world would I ever been able to do this thing in my own strength? Never. And it's the same thing for you, brother and sister. God is calling you tonight. And he's saying, come forth. And see, tonight I'm going to give you an invitation. And it's going to take all boldness to begin to step out. And as you take the one step outside of your seat, God is going to meet you there. And right at that step, absolutely everything that God is meaning for your life, it becomes yours. It becomes yours. And so I'm going to challenge that person tonight. Let me ask, everybody please stand to your feet. Listen. That person that you know that everything that you heard tonight, it was pointing at you. You don't understand how this thing is going to work out in your life. You don't even know how it's going to work. You don't even fully understand God. Listen, don't worry. It all begins with one step. One step. And you step outside of that seat. And you watch how God begins to meet you. And I'm going to ask, wherever that person is, if you're in the balcony, I want you to come down them stairs. And I want you to come up here and meet with me here. We're going to pray. We're not going to do anything weird. We're just going to pray. And we're going to believe God. And if you're in this room right here, God bless you, my brother. If you're in this room and that person is you, you come up here. We're going to believe God. God is going to do the miraculous. He's going to do that thing that you heard in every last one of them. He's going to do it for you tonight. And as the band begins to play, would he be able to sing that song? Listen, I asked my friend to sing this song. And I want you to know that as you hear this song, I want you to know that that's what God is saying to you. God is saying that it's going to be all right. I don't care how hard things are right now. I don't care what's going on in your life. God is going to make things all right. And I'm telling you, in all boldness, don't stand there in those aisles and miss the plans that God has for your life, because it's an awesome and a mighty plan. I'm telling you. And I'm going to ask, if you're in those aisles and you're standing next to somebody, I want you to lean over to them. And you say, listen, if you go up there, I'll go with you. See, tonight is about boldness. When Jesus hung on that cross, he didn't hide in the corner and do it. He did it in front of everybody because he wanted to make a declaration to you of how much he loved you. And I'm asking that person tonight, and I'm going to stay here and linger a little bit, if you don't mind, as Colin sing this song. I want you to meet me up here. We're going to pray, and we're going to believe God to break some chains and turn some lives around. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, it will be all right. You make this song your prayer. Like God, he's hearing it tonight. And he's going to heal you. As you begin to voice these things, I'm going to pray. And you just begin to voice these things to God. You give them to God. He's going to meet you right in that place. He's going to heal you. And he's going to make you that man or woman of God that he intended you to be. I'm telling you, he'll do it because you're special to him. I want you to know that you are special and you are so important. And so, Father, God, I thank you tonight for these that responded, God. Lord, you know the cry of their hearts, God. Lord, and I'm asking God, that you would meet them, God, right in the midst, God, of that hurt, God. Lord, you're able to do it, God. I know it, God. Do it for these, God. God, do it for these, God. And now I'm going to ask those that are here, this is your first time ever doing something like this. And you want to learn to walk with God. You want him to come into your life and be the leader of your life. I want that person to just put your hand up in all boldness. We're just going to pray again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, as I pray, I want you to repeat after me. And here's what you know. Your voice, young brother, your voice is important to God. He hears you. And so I want you to know that as we begin to voice this, he's hearing you, okay? And he's going to answer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come to you tonight. In the midst of my mess. And God, I don't even understand this thing fully. But I believe that you were speaking to me tonight. And my answer to you, God, is yes. Do it in me, God. Forgive me, God, of all of my wrongdoings, God. And make me whole. God, I want to be that man or woman of God like Derek is talking about. Teach me about you, Lord. Speak to me. I want to hear your voice. And help me, God. Help me to know you. And I believe this. That you hear me as I'm speaking right now. And you are coming into my life, making me a new creation. And so, God, I say thank you. Even though I don't fully understand what I'm thanking you for, I believe that you are good. And that you heard me tonight. And that you're going to transform my life to be a man or woman of God. Now, what we do after this, and you'll start learning this a little bit better as you walk with God, we say thank you to God. We say praise God. We say thank you, God. Say thank you. Say it with all your might. Say it if you mean it. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you.